Jim's superiors were literal-minded men. Hence General Stubblebine's many determined efforts to walk through his wall. But Jim's real vision was more nuanced. He wanted his fellow soldiers to find a higher spiritual plane by reaching for the impossible. Had he accepted the offer of leading a real First Earth Battalion, his superiors would have demanded measurable results. They would have wanted to see Jim's soldiers demonstrably stopping their own hearts with no ill effects, and when they failed, the unit would most probably have been shut down, in ignominy, without anyone really knowing it had even existed. This was not what Jim had in mind. He wanted his ideas to float out there and take root wherever fate decreed. The First Earth Battalion would exist wherever someone read the manual and became inspired to implement its contents however they chose. He imagined it would be assimilated into the fabric of the army so successfully that the soldiers of the future would act on it without knowing anything about its fantastic provenance. And so it was that sticky foam became an early, real-life First Earth Battalion weapon. The foam has had a rocky history. In Somalia, in February 1995, United Nations peacekeeping forces were attempting to hand out food when the crowd began to riot. U.S. Marines were brought in to calm things down and aid in the UN's withdrawal. "Use the sticky foam," ordered the commanding officer. And the Marines did. They sprayed the foam not into the crowd but in front of it, so it would harden and produce an instant wall between the rioters and the food. The Somali crowd paused, looked at the bubbling, expanding, hardening, custard-like substance, waited for it to solidify, climbed over it, and carried on rioting. All this occurred in front of the TV cameras. That night, news broadcasts across America ran the footage, alongside a clip from Ghostbusters, in which Bill Murray was slimed. One of the deployers of the sticky foam in Somalia, Commander Sid Heal, later warned me against portraying the incident as an unmitigated disaster. He said they had hoped it would take the rioters 20 minutes to figure out how to scale the foam, but instead it took them 5 minutes, and so the worst you could say was that it was a three-quarter disaster. It was, however, the first and last time that the foam was deployed in a combat situation. Unperturbed by the Somali incident, the U.S. penal authorities introduced sticky foam into prisons in the late 1990s to subdue violent inmates before they were transported elsewhere. The practice was quickly discontinued, however, because it was impossible to move the foamed prisoners from their cells once they'd been immobilized. They were just stuck there. But now, unexpectedly, the foam is enjoying a renaissance. Bottles of the stuff were taken to Iraq in 2003. The idea was that once U.S. troops found the weapons of mass destruction, sticky foam would be sprayed all over them. But the weapons of mass destruction were never found, and so the foam remained in its bottles.